Hello, this is the first time I'm attempting one of these kind of audio commentary things. I suppose the best thing to do is if you just press play on the YouTube video when I say, and then I'll kind of talk along as you're watching it, I suppose. So if you press play in 3, 2, 1, play. Fun fact, I actually burnt the shit out of those beans as I was filming that. So, this is Larry. This is all filmed within my wonderful kitchen, displeasing my dog Jazz greatly, as she seems to have a irrational fear of lighting tripods, and every time I bring out the lights, she has to run and hide in the living room. She's a scaredy old wimp dog. I've uploaded a visual effects video as well on my second channel, which shows you how I made a lot of the effects on this. The plate for Larry was a physical plate, as you can probably guess, with that plasticine rims built up for his mouth and eyes. And then I filmed my face separately and cut and pasted it in on all of those shots, which took quite a long time because I had to kind of stabilize the eyes because I kind of positioned my head at a point that hopefully wouldn't move. But inevitably, you're going to have movement as you're speaking. So I had to kind of stabilize all the eyes so they didn't move around within the plate sockets, and I had to do the same with the mouths and do this on every single shot and cut the eyes and the mouths out. But I mean, I think it looked quite good when it's done. The whole point of most of my videos is the effects are supposed to be purposely a little bit pants, but at the same time, I like to try and make stuff look as good as it can. But that gives me that excuse, so if something doesn't look 100%, it kind of fits within my aesthetic, I think. But I think Larry looks quite good. I'm quite happy with how Larry turned out. And I had to coat my face with wet, cheap face paint that was dry and cracky and itchy and horrible. And, like, did that weird congealing thing in my eyelashes, which, you know, wasn't overly flattering. This is the spaceship that I built myself out of cardboard and sprayed it. And lots of odd leftover bits and bobs from old PCs and stuff. The launch pads is the kind of rails from the top of my car that I took off. Rested on a box. This is in my back garden. As I set up the tripod, I actually put it in a piece of dog poo that I didn't notice, which was courtesy of Jazz, which is great. I also had to whisper really quietly as my neighbour was gardening and I didn't want them to think I'm insane. And I had to actually eat these beans cold, which is not very nice. I don't like cold beans. And this is my favourite bit, the kind of bromance scene between me and Larry. And then, obviously, the terrible ending. I drop Larry to his doom. With this bit, the fake blood I made myself out of a mix of coffee, red food dye and golden syrup and a little bit of water. The coffee gives it that kind of disgusting granular look. And then all the little organs were made out of plasticine, painted and then coated in liquid latex, which gives it that kind of organic. I've used that quite a few times in my videos, that kind of process. And then all the blood splurts were done with a little syringe that, again, if you look on the VFX video, I show that I kind of hid it with a... I kind of cut it out. I think that looks quite cool. The ship, I actually used real smoke bombs that I put in the exhaust that I'd made up that went quite nuts and basically set the ship on fire, so I had to pour a load of water over it. But I did that. I left that till the very end in case that happened because I kind of figured that would. And the rest of the shots were mostly green screen, just Larry in the cabin. And this final subscribe shot is just a still image, again, green screened, that I just put all the effects in digitally. A lot of the final effects are digital, that again you'd see on the VFX video, which is on my second channel. Yeah, that's about it. That's a bit rambly. I'll if you've got any feedback for these kind of commentary videos, anything you'd like to hear more of, let me know. I'll do my best to try and make them interesting, but they're inevitably going to be rambly because once I start talking I tend to get a bit rambly. But yeah, thank you for listening, and thanks for watching Larry. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you hopefully next month. Goodbye. Thank you.